Come on in, you guys. Have a seat. Thanks for joining us. And we are recording this too, just in case for those that maybe had to move on and couldn't stay or weren't in town this weekend. We have a meeting once a year to try to lay out the theme for the year and say, what are we trying to take aim at? And this is that meeting. And so, but what we want to start off with is just a very brief slideshow to kind of take a look back, okay, at the past year. So we're going to run that now and watch it.
In my heart, no turning back, it's goodbyes to the dark. You set my feet into marvelous light. Now I can see I am yours, I'm alive. You are the mountain, in you I can hide. The feet on the water that rescued my life. Radiant fire, this light in my soul. So deep, the end of my searching is found at your feet. Light of the morning, you open my eyes. Now I can see I am yours, I'm alive. Now I can see I am yours, I'm alive. You are the mountain, in you I can't hide. The feet on the water that rescued my life.
That didn't take very long, but it sure seemed like a whole year. Hey, listen, we got some guys handing out these pamphlets here, so why don't you guys go ahead and take one and just pass it around. And we're circulating some of the stuff we're going to be talking about today. It's kind of cool to look back, and you think, wow, man, you know, a lot happened. And praise God. We're thankful for His help and all of that, and His provision. We just turn to the Lord right now and just ask God's blessing on our year. Be sensitive to His leading as well. Heavenly Father, we just thank you just for your provision this past year, not only financially, but just in helping us live out what you called us to here in this place. And so we ask God that you would just lead us in this coming year and not only the things that have been laid out here, but things that have been yet to be planned and so on. We ask for your help and your grace and your mercy that you'd help us to make disciples and to fulfill our calling. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Also, Lex wanted me to remind any parents she has coloring pages and some crayons if you want. Not that you have to use that, but she's right over here. All right. Is that, paging Cam, is that what you said? He'll do it too. All right. Yeah, they'll get over to you guys. So I'm going to have Nick Higgins come up here, and he's going to share a little bit about taking a look back at the finances for the year. So show me the money. Okay.
Okay. So, hey, good morning, everyone. It's still morning. We've got 30 minutes. Yes, I can say good morning. Oh. Everybody get a handout? Okay, good deal. Well, as Greg said, I'm going to give you an update on our finances here at the church and how we did this year. So we got to see all of the activities that we had last year. It was a pretty short slideshow, but definitely had a lot that we did. So we're going to look at how we took care of that, because part of what you see up there, there has to be a way to provide for that. And I would say that God has definitely provided for us this year. It's been a fantastic year financially for the church. We've had kind of a neat kind of trend over the last 2 years, and so I'm going to show you a little bit of that today. So I'm going to sit down now because I'm going to look nervous if I'm standing and walking around. So, no, it's good. So, first slide. Go ahead and go to the next slide there. Okay. So there's what I've got up there is what we have in our checking and savings accounts for the church. So this, you see this updated every month in the newsletter. You have I think the checking account is shown, and some of the other accounts. But this is showing you where we are as of August 31st. So this is recent, and I just want to go through there and show you, give you an idea as to what each of those things are there for. So the operating checking fund there is literally how we keep the lights on during the month. That's how we operate out of. That's kind of where, similar to a personal checking account, that's how we use it on a daily basis. It also holds funds for us to use as we're planning for things in the future. So we hold on to that as far as what we're planning to do within the month. Does that make sense? So that's where we are with the operating checking. The building checking and savings funds, those are all supporting the same thing. The checking fund is just a little bit more fluid for us to hop in and out of. That savings fund is there for us to look for more long-term things as far as it goes with regards to the building fund. And the building fund is providing things that we normally wouldn't pay for with the operating fund. So we're saving for things to give to the, or to kind of upgrade the church, if you sent in a sense, or as we're planning for the future, that's what we have those two funds there for. So, and I just want to give a quick shout out as we're talking about this building fund and the checking and savings account for that. Frank has been leading a building committee team that is looking at putting together ideas for future building use and repairs and plans that will help us meet the needs and love our neighbors the best we can by using the building and the property. So if you've served on the building committee over the past year, would you please stand up? I want you to be recognized, and Frank has been leading that. So if you're on that building committee, could you please stand? So they have been meeting regularly to provide inputs to the elders, and so the elders will be looking at that over the next several months to see where we go as far as providing upgrades and the future of our church, because we're not stopping. Cool. So, praise the Lord for that. And then finally, the needs checking. So that part is there. That's another account that we have that's just there for providing for people in need, and specifically within the church. So that's what that's there for as well. I can use that too? Okay. Perfect. I just got too many things going here. Did I drop the phone?
That's why he's doing it.
I don't need
part.
It. Okay, good deal. So later, I'm going to be talking about, on a couple of slides, the reason why that little note is there on the bottom of this chart is later I'm going to be talking about we have a profit and loss form that goes over everything all the income that we had, and then all of the expenses that we had over the year. I didn't have enough room to put it all on the slide for you to see. So if you're interested, please contact the church office, Andrea or Greg or anyone on the elder team if you're interested in getting a copy of that. Just didn't have the room to put it on the slides there for you. So, but I will mention a couple of things if we go. So if I hit the next, oh, perfect, that's cool. Okay, sure. Question on the last slide. Yeah. Well, we do not. The church is paid for. So that's kind of the neat thing that we have going. So definitely a blessing we had. We bought it that way. So we bought the church outright when we first bought it. So thanks, John, for asking that question. The question was, sorry for the recording, the question was, is there a mortgage on the church? And the answer to that is no. So, all right, next slide here, we've got monthly giving. So what have you done for the church over the last several months? So what I have is a year from September through August. Okay, so I forgot to put the months, the exact months on there. So if you think month to month, that's what's showing here. So the blue line is showing you last year, where things were last year, so 2017, 2018. The red line is showing you this year. And that green line in there is the median of how giving went this year, so for each month. So we gave around $19,000 each month. That's kind of what that median line is showing you there. And to be quite honest, that's about where we need to be to operate each month. Is about $19,100. So we were kind of hit, if you look at it from a median perspective, we were hitting the mark there. So thank you for your giving and for providing for the Lord's service. That's what we're here to do. And so thank you for that. I definitely want to encourage you to continue to give over the next year. We have some neat opportunities that are going to be coming up and some events that you'll hear about later. So this is just to give you some encouragement to show you that you guys are awesome. So continue giving there. Another question is, that's just the dollar amount there of how we did for income and expenses. One of the questions that we get is how is the money being used? How are we using the money? And I just like to go to a passage in Scripture. Paul talks about this a little bit in 1 Corinthians, and I'll go 1 Corinthians chapter 9, starting with verse 13. Paul says, "Do you not know that those who are employed in the temple service get their food from the temple, and those who serve at the altar share in the sacrificial offerings? In the same way, the Lord commanded that those who proclaim the gospel should get their living by the gospel." And so one of the big expenses that come from the tithes and the offerings and the giving is paying for our pastors, our staff members. And so and they definitely do a lot of work here. There's a lot that goes on. If you're on staff here, you didn't know I was going to do this, but if you're on staff here, would you please stand and be recognized for the work that you do, and just so you know who's being paid. So definitely a lot of work goes into running this joint, and so I'd just like to recognize them as well. So that is one of the expenses that we have in that expenses column. And you can see how we did this year. We had an actual income of about $10,000. So that's really great. We budgeted half that. So just to help kind of provide for upgrades and ideas that we have coming this year. So we made some equipment purchases this year. There were some new items that we had to take care of. So part of that's in that expenses list. And if you're interested in seeing the total list, just like I said earlier, please feel free to call or get a hold of one of the elders or Andrea to get you a list of this, what's called this profit and loss budget form. So with that, are there any questions at this time for this? Okay, cool. That's just to continue the year in review. Next, you're going to get what's coming. So that's all I have.
Oh, okay. All right. Are you okay? Sorry, I'm tripping you up there. Is this on? Yeah. All right. So I get the honor of unveiling the new theme, but you've seen it on your handout. So the theme for the year is love your neighbor, okay? And obviously that's pulled from Matthew 22. If I forget to advance, will you holler at me? Yes. Okay, or can Andy do it? Can Andy take care of me? Oh, you want us to do it? Okay. All right. Sounds good. So this is Matthew 22. It says, one of them, a lawyer, asked him, meaning Jesus, a question to test him. Teacher, which is the great commandment in the law? And he said to him, you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind. This is the great and first commandment. The second is like it. You shall love your neighbor as yourself. On these two commandments depend the law and the prophets. So we see Jesus laying out here some priorities for us, right? First, to love him, and second, to love our neighbor as ourselves. So this year, while we're loving God like we always try to do, we're going to try and place a special emphasis on just loving people that are around us, loving our neighbors. So this includes the people that we come into contact with. It may be neighbors here close to the church in this area. It may be your neighbors where you live. It might be your coworkers or your friends, your schoolmates or fellow students, and just in general people that you interact with on a day-to-day basis. And as you know, when Jesus was asked, "Who is my neighbor?" He responded with the parable of the Good Samaritan. Okay, so one application of that might be simply, you know, caring for people that are in need around us. When we see a need, making sure we're not walking on by, but we're stopping to care for them. And that might be an elderly neighbor or a widow or a widower in your area, or just someone that needs a friend or needs our help. So we've planned some things to help us connect with people and to love our neighbor. I'm going to highlight a few of them here and give some more detail. You've heard about Go Sunday. We've been talking a lot about that. We do still need signups. And that's coming up on the 29th of this month. Yeah, please do my advancing for me. You can figure it out. Because I did not rehearse this. I'm scripted. And you're throwing me a curve. So we're showing up for church at 9:30 a.m. on that day. We'll gather for some general instructions, and then we'll split up into our teams. We have 7 yard work projects in the works, so we need help in the yard work department. I'm coordinating that one. Frank's going to be helping me because he actually knows what he's doing with this stuff. And that's the yard work stuff. You've heard about taking goodies to the first responders. Kim Kinnetetter is handling the police departments. Greg Berlisle is coordinating the fire department visits. And Becky Terry is coordinating the emergency staff or emergency room staff visits. We're visiting nursing homes. Cindy Rothaker is coordinating that. And then Julie Roys will have a prayer team here at the church for those that want to pray. I hope that wasn't my phone. So just a great chance to love people, to express appreciation, and make some connections with folks that are nearby to us. And we hope to kind of do this again in future years. So it's something that we can take part in on a yearly basis. And it could be expanded. There's more that you can do, but we wanted to start out fairly simple this year and see how it all worked. So this coming summer, you can see on your schedule, Operation 516 is coming again. That's where we just kind of let our light shine by a week-long mission trip to the community, serving people, sowing the good news of the gospel. Doug's going to be talking more about that, giving you some more detail. Next fall, we'll do the school supply drive again for Brown Elementary. You're all familiar with that. Went great this year. You can see all the stuff that we collected, and they're always very appreciative of that. And while all that is going on, our elders are going to be inviting some community leaders into the elder meetings just to tell us about the needs that they see in the community and talk to us about how the church might be able to help. So there may be some other things springing up from those conversations as we try to learn from our community. The small groups will be covering at least one study on the topic of loving your neighbor. I think Greg's going to be talking more about that, but that'll just help each of us individually think about our own lives, our own neighbors, and how can we practically help people and love people. So these events and plans are not an exclusive list, as we've talked about. Things may be added. Things may change as we go, but we're just developing the plans we have. We also have some other great ideas in the hopper that we haven't, like, fleshed out yet and figured out if we can fit them in. So with that, it's just an opportunity here to just focus on loving our neighbors, right? Yeah, darbycreek.org, and there is a button right on the front page. I think it's purple button. Is that right? It says Go Sunday Sign Up. So it's pretty – Greg makes everything easy. Just click on there and answer the questions. As long as you know your name, phone number, and email, you can do it. So, all right. Thank you.
That's awesome. Yeah, like Charlie said, you know, it's not an exhaustive list of events that you have in that handout, because we know that we want to try to, you know, have like a prayer vigil hopefully this year. And there was some talk about bonfire and who knows what. You know, as long as we don't burn the place down, we'll be good. Of course, there's the fire department right over here. I mean, you know, and we're getting to be friends with these guys. So anyway, Doug, come on up here. He's going to do a little surveying. Survey says. Okay.
Is it okay? Is the QR code up there? You just can't see it? Okay. All right. Well, I was trying to be super fancy, give you guys a QR code on the screen that you could zap and vote, but that's. All right. But if you look around the room, there's also these pieces of paper on the wall that, if you don't know what a QR code is, it looks like the Borg cube coming at you. If you don't know what that is, I don't know how to help you. But more importantly, Operation 516 is, you know, Nick kind of touched on it. Charlie definitely touched on it. It's our chance to really get out in the community. And this year, we're taking a much different approach. It's not going to be as prescribed as it's been in the past yet. But as we go through the year and starting with September 29th, getting to know what the neighborhood wants, what they need. How do we build that to culminate in July sometime and really be effective in our community with the kinds of things they like to do or want to do or things like that? So Operation 516 is based on Matthew 5:16, which is a very great verse called, "Let your light so shine before men, so when they see your good works, they'll celebrate and glorify God." And that kind of fits with our vision too, right? So we want to build disciples that know Christ, grow in Christ. All right, almost there. And proclaim Christ. Very good. All right, meeting's over.
Our work here is done.
Yeah. So this will be a week-long event, and what we really need everybody to do is tell us which week in July to do it. In the past, we've said, okay, we're going to do it this week, and, oh, we didn't know you were on vacation. We didn't know you were on vacation. And then the three of us who are left, we're really tired. So I'm really just asking you guys to go to use that QR code, go to Darby Creek, or text this phone number right here. And you can actually text it right now if you want. And when my phone starts going off, I'll know that that's working. So the intent isn't necessarily that we're asking you to be there every day of the week, but some availability. And maybe not even all day long every day of the week. Maybe it's just the evening. Maybe it's during the day. Maybe sometimes it's the morning. Maybe it's the whatever. So here's the kinds of things that we want to do. Is get you guys to start thinking in, how do I lean in with my current abilities, my own capabilities, and maybe some things I want to learn how to do. So just to put a little bit of framework, we want to bring people here. This time, we're not going to necessarily go out as much, but as we build our relationship during the year, we may find out, hey, you know what, we're actually going to take 2 days and we're going to do X, Y, and Z in a neighborhood or at a firehouse or at a school. But some of us have talked about, what if we took some of our strengths and we had a two-night music festival? Ed, do you know any people that like play in a band that talk about it and might have a little mission behind it too? Yeah. So imagine the guys from the Milwaukee showing up and having a jam session. And then Ed gets up and he talks about his personal testimony. Maybe he has some more of his books printed. And again, we start reaching out to the neighborhood. Maybe we create a new band called the Millers. And they show up with fiddles and banjos and just... So you know, those kinds of things are what we can develop. Backyard Bible Club. We have a really big backyard. Imagine what we could do here. What kind of fun stuff we could do here. What does that look like? Any gearheads here, that guys that like cars, women like cars? Don't be shy. I am. I sort of sin because I lust after cars. What if Saturday morning we had a Cars and Coffee hosted here with maybe a pancake breakfast that raises funds for the local schools or something like that? So those kinds of things are what we'd like to do. We actually have a very big grill now that we can do crazy stuff. So hopefully some of you are suddenly feeling stressed out. Doug, it was not in the plan to bring people to this building this year to do stuff outside because we don't have blah, 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 blah. So along with that, we have to line up the kinds of work that we're going to do here. So right now, when everybody comes into church, what's that apron like? The apron is the transition from the roadway into our driveway, right? So right now, we got a big pothole right in the middle. Well, Jamie is bringing his 2020 C8 Corvette for a Cars and Coffee to raise money for the local schools. And the first thing that he does experiencing Darby Creek is dinging his front wheel on our driveway. That's not a good experience, right? So there's some practical things we do. If we're doing a music festival and we're out back and we've got this big tent going on and a stage and Kathy is just hauling her lungs out, but everybody is getting bitten and eaten alive with mosquitoes, what's that experience going to be like? So we know we have some things that we need to continue to do with the property back there to reduce the amount of standing water. How do we come in and prep for that? So a lot of these things continue to need work, and there's going to be more ideas. When you guys look at the calendar that's inside that, it's like, yay, there's Memorial Day. So what? Well, yeah, we don't know. So what? But we're going to continue to have other events this year. So, Doug, give me something specific I can do. Number one. Please go tell us which week in July you can help. Okay? Linda has a question already. Yes. So Linda's asking about the status of Life Training, which is a high school or early college event. We don't know the status on LT. So we don't know if or where it's going to be or anything right now. So I know that wasn't very helpful, but I answered your question. Moving on. So number one is tell us what week in July. We know it's going to be July, but tell us what week you can be here in July. Here's some other things we will need. People that can maintain the grounds. We don't know what our neighbors will be like when they come here. Some of them might not be as careful about our grounds as we would like, or they may not even think it about, or they may have a different culture that they're coming to that we're not used to, and we need people ready to help them with that and recover the grounds. People who are interested in providing food, we'll need people interested in interacting with other people. So sometimes just being here is great. We'll need people who are interested in interacting with our new friends in the neighborhood. So as we find a housing association that, hey, we've really been working on this, we don't want to reinvent a lot of wheels. So every year, your people ask about what are we doing as a food pantry. Why don't we have a food pantry yet here at Darby Creek? Where would we put a food pantry here at Darby Creek and take care of it? So we partner with a food pantry over in Hilliard. And we still get involved with that way because it's meaningful to people. So we want to look for partners. So who's going to manage these different kinds of things? So the complexity of going from Backyard Bible Club in the morning to having a more grown-up, adult-focused music festival, that's a big transition. How do you move things around? So we need somebody to head that up. I know everybody's looking at me, well, I thought you were going to do it, Doug. I need people to create things from an artistic standpoint, so things that are cool like that. What do we do to make people understand not only are we a good neighbor, but we're also a good neighbor that wants to help disciples know Christ, grow in Christ, and proclaim Christ. People plan and execute social media tactics. We have channels in social media that we frankly underutilize because we don't have the time or necessarily the right skill set to operate that at a super high level. So if that's something that you're interested, let us know. We need musicians. We have people like car shows. We need people to help people park. We need people to help set up, tear down. And then based on what we find out on the 29th, there might be a great need for people with carpentry, plumbing, electrical, car skill sets out there to help the neighbors. So who knows? So everything's very fluid right now. But you know, please let us know when you can work. And as we start building what that team looks like, what that July group of people is, we'll start talking more and more and more about what we're going to develop and go there quick. So what other questions do you have for me? All right. Thanks. I am not aware of any right now, but that's certainly something as the year develops that we say, hey, this is a real need, or this is a significant area that we can support. But yeah, certainly, absolutely, I really am thinking about it. If we do the cars and coffee thing, the entry fee is you got to bring a can of something or so.
Thank you. I'm going to sit down before I fall over. Don't forget to kind of let us know again your, to text us or fill out that form online on our homepage or use the QR code to let Doug know what week is best for you. I just want to talk about the two things. One is small groups and then kind of like just some final action steps that we can take. In this theme of loving your neighbor, we don't want to just kind of do events and things, which is great because us as a church as a whole doing that, but we also want to get it down on the individual level, right? And so one way to do that is to raise that awareness in our small groups, okay? And since we're all into standing up, let's have our small group leaders. If you're a small group leader, would you stand up? All right, stand up. If you're leading a small group, go ahead and stand up. Thank you, guys. There's a lot that goes into leading a small group, right? So a lot of us just show up, but there's a lot going it goes to be into that, and because we want our groups to be places where people are cared for, and so on. So I thank you guys for leading your small groups. And so one of the things that I've asked the small group leaders to do this year is to take at least one of your studies to be focused on this theme of loving your neighbor. And so we've chosen two possible studies for them to pick from that have been kind of pre-approved, so to speak. One's called The Art of Neighboring, and the other one's called The Neighboring Life, okay? And so these are basically just studies that basically get us into thinking about strategically and purposefully about how to love my neighbor, okay? It's great to hear sermons on it. It's great to not only study the Bible on it, but also let me put some hands and feet to this thing. What does this actually look like for my life? All right, and that's what these are designed to do. So I encourage you, if you're not already in a small group, to link up with one. All the groups are listed on the back of that handout we just gave you guys. On the very back is every small group listed. Not every group might be doing these studies at the same time, so you could always reach out to the small group leader if you're not in one already and say, hey, when is your group going to be doing that or whatever, and you can join them. And hopefully you might join them permanently. So, but these are great opportunities, and the purpose, again, is basically not just to give our group something to do, because we want to leverage our effort, right? If this is what God has called us to kind of focus in on as a church this year, then we need it kind of layered on all parts of our church life. This theme is a no-brainer. I mean, Jesus said it. So it's really like nobody can tell me it's not what God wants us to do. You know, I mean, you can pick to focus in on it more one year than another. But, you know, it's second only to love the Lord your God with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength. I mean, love your neighbor as yourself. So I'm excited to see what's going to come out of that. You know, so I hope that that we get to hear some stories from you about how God is using you. And you know, in the course of preaching on this, we're going to talk about, well, you know, who is my neighbor? What does that even talk? What is that like? You know, what does that look like? Just on the kind of the boots on the ground level, this is what we want to see happening, come out of our small group. So I anticipate that in our small groups, you know, as you're discussing these studies, that you will come away with some kind of an action, right? Maybe it's to start with prayer, but then from there, the Lord will lay on certain things on your heart to do, and so on. So, you know, this is important. Like, so I'm teaching a class, two classes this semester. And when I went for the training, because it's the first time I've taught this one in the format it's in, they give you a handout as a teacher, and they say, "This is the philosophy behind why we're teaching, having you teach it the way we are this time, and this is the accountability for which we're going to hold you to. This is how we're going to hold you accountable to that." I'm like, "Oh, wow," you know, which is good because you say you're going to do something. Right, and it has a great reason for it, but then we want to be held accountable, and that's what happens in our small groups too. Hopefully, in a loving way, is to say, "Hey, we say we want to love our neighbors, and you say you want to love your neighbor, and they even have a name. You even have a name to it, and so let's talk about holding each other accountable to taking some action on that, whatever it might be, right? Because that's where the rubber meets the road, right? We can talk about it, we can study about it, but we really want to live it. And I hope that, too, that when we're talking about doing these events as a church thing, this is something that, again, we want to begin to develop relationships with our community, okay? Not just a one-and-done thing, okay? So we really do mean that. And so what we do know is, you know, our size and resources limit how many things we can do. So we want to be prayerful, and we want to be strategic about what we kind of put ourselves in so that we can, you know, do what we say we're going to do or partner with who we say we're going to partner with. And so, but we want you too, each one of us, to not just kind of, you know, you're not looking at your neighbor as a project or because, you know, this is something your small group's doing. No, we want us all to really have a heart to love our neighbor, whatever that looks like, okay? And that to become a lifestyle, if it's not, to become a lifestyle, a way of living, okay? So we don't want this to be a study, an event, or whatever, and then that's it. But we hope these things will be touch points to encourage us to live a new way or to encourage us to live the way we're already living, whichever the case may be, all right? And like I said, the list of small groups are on the back. So, landing the plane here, bringing things to a close, I want to mention, take a look on your handout there. There's some action steps beyond what maybe have been mentioned here. Some things that you can do, be doing. One is just to pray for your neighbors by name. Pray for your neighbors by name. Thank you. Thank you, Brad. So, that's a great place to start. You know, prayer is an effective means of God working in your neighbor's lives, right? So pray for your neighbors by name. Look for opportunities to serve and love your neighbors. Share Jesus in your story with people as you get to know them. One of the things that I'm part of a discipleship group, and one of the things that we've been learning to do is how to share our personal testimony with somebody is it 4 minutes or less or 3 minutes or less? 2.5 to 4 minutes, right? And so, and Steve's hardcore, man. And it's good because they're like, okay, you know, some people are, you know, a little talky like me, and then 4 minutes is hard. But just a way to share my story in a way that doesn't totally freak somebody out, but also kind of lets them know that God's a part of my life, has changed my life, and if they want to talk more, we can, you know? And so looking for opportunities to do that. So get involved in a Derby Creek Church small group if you're not already. Pray for the church events and get involved in them, like has already been said. Pray for God to make our church effective in reaching people for Christ and making disciples. These are just some simple prayer points and things that kind of reinforcing what's already been said here. But, you know, if we don't have a prayer covering for this, nothing's going to happen. Okay? I truly believe that. So please do whatever you have to do to make praying for these things a regular part of your life. Stick it in your Bible. Put it on your phone. I don't care what you do, but somehow pray for these things, okay? Does anybody have any questions for me? Yeah. Right. Yeah, how that's going, it's not really going. So the question was, we mentioned earlier we were wanting to hire a part-time youth leader's secretary or whatever. And so right now, basically, what's happened is we're just so far just kind of it's just on hold. I wouldn't say it's off the table, but I'd say right now nothing's turning up in terms of what's in alignment with what we want to do in that position. So right now, would you say that's an accurate thing, Doug? I'm looking to you. Is we're kind of on in a holding pattern right there. Not to say that that's not going to happen, but. Right, yeah, we're still praying that the Lord will provide something there, but right now, nothing has come forward that's really fitting what we're looking for, I guess is what we're saying. So thank you for asking that. That's a great, I'm glad we should have had that in our talk. So that's a good question. Other questions? I think, is the Survey Monkey just picking one? That's true. You could vote, I can do this week, and then vote again. And we're all about voter fraud here. No, I'm just kidding. Uh-oh, I better cut that out of the video. Sorry. That is not true. Look right into the camera. Okay. Just kidding. Yeah, or I suppose if you do the texting option, you could include more than one in a text. More than one. What's that? No, we want people to tell us what week is best for them. Yeah, we're doing it for 1 week in July, and we'd like to know which week is best for you. Uh-oh, live statistics as we live and breathe. What's it say?
Let's see here. 36% of the people prefer July 12th or 18th. If that's you, you're winning. If you right, and like I said, vote once, vote many times. July 5th is second, July 19th is next, and July 26th is all by himself. There's just two little people wanted him. But yeah, I did receive some texts that have said any week is fine. But if there are many weeks that you can, just go back in and vote some more. Okay.
Yeah. Very good. Any other questions? Thank you, Skip, for asking that. Yeah. Right. Okay. Okay. All right. Yeah, so for the sake of everybody else, Franny was saying that for the night or whatever nights that we do like the band stuff, she has some experience doing some dramas or sketches or things that could be done. And Doug was saying that, hey, well, maybe that could be used for transitions in between bands. Yeah. Thank you. Thank you. Appreciate that. Anything else? Okay. Hey, 12:15, just like we said. It's almost like we planned it. This never happened, so let's thank God for the miracle. Okay. Lord, thank you so much for... your help, and thank you for all the people here and the people at Derby Creek, and they're a blessing to us, and we just pray that, again, we want to do any of these things, we want to do them for your glory, And we just ask for your help and just for your power to be made known and your grace and forgiveness to be known to our neighbors. And we ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you guys for coming. Have a great day.